Y98 Maroon 5. Today's best music on the Phillips and Company Morning Show at 7:07. Looks like better weather. Not too bad. We were arguing about whether it was hot yesterday afternoon or not. Took a walk. Doing a two-miler now. 38 minutes.
That's nice. Good.
Yeah.
I burned 273.9 calories.
Good job.
I got a little app I put. And, you know, how do it know? It knows exactly how many steps I take. I'm not going to count them, but
oh, really?
Like 4,708.
Wow.
I don't know.
It's like a pedometer app?
Yeah.
Oh, I do, because cool. I have one called Runkeeper, and it like follows you with GPS. And
maybe that's how it does it. I don't know. It's in my pocket. How does it know when my leg's moving? What if
know.
I just stood still and shook? What if I had a seizure? Hey, nice workout. You know, I don't know. All right, at any rate, not a bad day today with 95. The forecast had a little humidity, but not really pretty doable. 78 downtown on the morning show. And I have a story about a, if you're going to con people, just be careful. Because it may just come back to bite you in the ass. Yeah. Well, be careful because you got to, you know, you got to cover your tracks.
Be smart.
Be smart about conning people. Uh-huh. All right, I'll give you the best way to con people. Coming up, you know, that's what you can learn from our show. We're right gonna teach you some scams.
Right after the biggest scammer of them all.
Oh yeah, yeah. Valedictorian with a 2.9 GPA.
At best.
Here's Lance with your STLChevy.com traffic.
Don't make fun of the GPA, man. I was ace in study hall.
We all did that. I one time built a series of books over my head so I could block the light out.
In study hall?
Yeah.
That's
and
pretty
then,
smart.
Then Coach Areazola came over and fisted it.
Coach oh. what?
Coach Areazola.
Oh, that's
a- I know.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Good thing
I know.
For that Z.
We used to call him Coach Harry, and then you guys know the rest.
Uh-huh.
Coach Harry. Harry Areazola. That's okay. I could say that.
You have to say it in your head first.
Oh, wait a minute. The FCC warning lights come on. Here's Lance.
Get that?
Just a minute ago.
It's a new feature. I'm Lance Hildebrand with your local Chevy dealers, STLChevy.com traffic on Y98.
It's kind of weird. There's so many weird stories lately. This is one of, there's a bank teller in New Jersey over a 2-year period stole from this customer. This guy had a lot of money in his account.
Mm-hmm.
And so this Lisa Jarvis took nearly $100,000 from this guy after she made duplicate debit card of his account.
Wow.
She had this debit card. Now, here's the interesting thing. The investigation started after this guy, Kevin Costello, told bank officials that he had some suspicious transactions on his account. And as they looked into it, they discovered this guy had received about $500,000, a little bit more than that, after filing 4 fraudulent state tax returns in 2008. So they did this forensic audit, you know, on the guy. And the teller was charged with theft by deception, but this guy is going to jail.
Oh my gosh.
For you know, false income tax.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And so does she get the reward? You know,
right?
The bank ought to get it. But so here's the deal: the guy was deceiving the government, and she was just deceiving him.
Right?
And he wanted to rat on her, and then
karma.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Karma?
Why would you? Because you know,
I mean, you know, you. I don't know if you'd open your mouth. People are stupid.
Yeah, I guess he thought he had gotten away with it for long enough that
right.
It wouldn't.
It was 4 years. Nobody said anything.
Right?
You know, instead of just closing the account and moving out. Funny story about a guy in Mississippi. He's with his mother. He's robbing a store. She didn't know. He goes into a convenience store. She's in the car. He's going in to get a bag of chips, but he pulled out a gun and demanded the, you know, little clerk give money to him. So mom was in the car while this is all going on. I guess, you know, he was kind of getting cold feet or whatever and deciding when he was going to do this thing, or there might have been some customers in the front. Right during the robbery, the mother goes into the store and starts yelling at him, grabs the gun out of his hand, and drags him out of the store.
That's awesome. I love it.
Mom takes care of business.